Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's 7:30, Monday morning, January 11th, 2016. And of course, today is somebody's birthday. Usually every day is somebody's birthday, but today is a particular birthday that I personally know. My homie Jose, he out there, Kevin Roman's older brother. I've known them since I was a kid. And I remember going over to his house because I hated being home. Kevin Roman, my nigga. But Jose, man, happy birthday. January 11th, man, I forget. It's crazy because his little brother, Kevin Roman, his birthday is 5 days later, like January 11th, January 16th. And I forgot Junior's birthday. But I hope everybody's having a good day. A good day. It's going to be a beautiful day, even though it's cold as shit outside in Florida. I don't know about any place else. Rest in peace, David Bowie. It's pretty crazy. Shout out to ABR. I hope I get to see that dude perform again, ABR. Make sure you guys check out his SoundCloud. He got this track called Modulation. Just dropped the album. I'm waiting till I get paid to buy it. He got it on Google for $7.99. What the heck is it called? Yale, you always have love in yesterday's. Shit was dope. Make sure you guys check it out. His name is Stephen ABR Woodburn. Dude is dope though, man. He's got a great stage performance and dude's music is dope. Apparently, he's out of Jamaica by way of Miami up to St. Pete. So, he's putting some work in across Florida. Hopefully, he gets to go across the country and share his message. Golden Globes was yesterday. I really didn't watch the Golden Globes. I'm not really big on the Golden Globes or award ceremonies. You know, to each his own. So, we're going to start out today with Add 2. Now, if you guys ain't familiar with Add 2, you're really missing out because dude is phenomenal. He's got so much. He's got quite the catalog. The track is called One Night. It's featuring Raheem Devon. It's off his recently released album, Pray for the Poor. Y'all check it out.
Be the last time in my car parked in front of your house, and you ask what I'm thinking about, like you don't know. The balls in your court like Serena Williams. I could take you high, you might need to raise the ceiling. No rolling up Mary J, this is love without a limit. Hole in the solar cavity, I can give you the feeling. I know that good things don't last. We always want all the things we can't have. Trying to slow down before you fall too fast. If it gets out of control, I got a spot you can crash. Lay your head on my chest and let your mind unwind. Have a little sip of wine, leave your problems behind. Your phone shaking on the table till it hits the floor. When he calls, just press ignore.
We won't know, know that I can't be mad. When you're here, be dumb. Lay it down.
Love got to do with it. A few minutes turn to hours, now she cool with it. The bullshit she been through with it. Throwing shade, words too tinted.
She be dissing them, I listen, but it ain't important. I just chill, play my part like I audition for it. She say she wanna stay, from him she wanna leave. He say she all he wants, she say I'm all she needs. I mean it's deep, think I might need shovels. And then she hit rock bottom, but they don't wrestle. I said she got them angel eyes, but in that dress she a devil. So when he give her the blues, I get the red light special. Said they tryna work it out, like relationships or fitness. Every time he go off, then she going missing. Swimming in the seats with the silhouette kisses. How you tryna be his wife and still tryna be my mistress?
Now, let's be bold.
Raheem Devon, featuring Raheem Devon. Add to Pray for the Poor. Make sure you guys go pop that. It's just a fire. Jamala Army, Ninth Wonder, Rhapsody. That whole squad is fire. Ninth Wonder got himself a freaking nice-ass roster. And I'm finding out just now, like, I barely even go read the news. Like, everything that I need to know or want to know, it pretty much ends up on my Facebook feed. If I need to know any more information on what it is that I just saw or read, I could just look it up, Google it, whatever. I wish the rest of the world was as informed. I'm watching the video of a Muslim woman getting kicked out of a Trump rally. It's quite not entertaining. Something is wrong with people. Something is seriously wrong with people. The fact that they can follow, like, I honestly just want the Lucifer himself to bring his ass up out of the shadows, man. And you see how many people are really just going to be like, all right, well, he's here. I'm going to go pick this side. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go over here for a little bit. See if things ain't better over here. Like, I guarantee you, more than 3/4 of the population is going to that side just because it looks cooler, whatever the case may be, something they told. I don't know, man. It just seems everybody prefers to walk that path and be better. I mean, Trump for president, this fucking bullshit. And the fact that he actually has people, pretty sad. And that's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Last Friday. That's terrible, man. How are you going to kick a Muslim woman out just for standing there? Like, she's just standing there. It's terrible. America's really fucking got shit twisted up. Like, hardcore, man. But I'm going to stray from the negative, although that is negative as shit and still really irking me. Sandra Bland, Maurice Carr. There's a lot of shit going on in this world that's just really fucked up. So I'm going to try to steer from that. And how about somebody go chasing chickens or some shit? I don't know. I saw a video of a chicken just now, so I was like, chasing chickens. I don't know. We're going to get in my next joint. My next joint comes from Big Homie Mojito. It's off his Invocation album. He just dropped. He dropped it January My God, my fault. Let me track that. 86 that. He dropped it December 31st, New Year's Eve.
Oh,
so if you're unaware of who Mojito is, well, I've said it multiple times and I can't say it enough. Go to that piff. Type in Mojito, like the drink, a lot stronger. And really easy to find his music. Track is called Anthropology, and it's featuring one of the dopest battle rappers I've heard. Homie High Collide, and you got the big homie J Blue. Also, he's also got his band, Big Blue House, holding it down for the 941. Many people don't know this, but the Big Blue House actually opened up for Nico Is out in Orlando. And Nico Is, a.k.a. Chill Cosby, he is actually signed to Talib Kweli's label, which is pretty fucking cool. And it's crazy because Big Blue House shared the stage with him like maybe a month before he got signed, or 2 months. It's pretty cool. But anyways, Anthropology, y'all check it out.
The sands, the other live among the jungle plants. Different ends of the earth, but so alike. Bronze skin, dark hair, and a thirst to grow in might. Get your money, niggas. It's in my DNA to thrive. My people just been hoodwinked. The story of our lives, ain't it? Our Asian cousins were the students of the Aryans, so they let him dig up their fam right where they buried them. Measuring skulls, documenting, comparing them. Searching for a lineage, ancestors with fairer skin. Blue-eyed blondes who taught Tibetan Sanskrit. Even the swastika was flipped from Hindu manuscripts. My own people dealt with similar devils who masqueraded as gods and desecrated our temples. Yeah, you know the kind. You might recognize the design. Same one you see in Giza to beat us. They must divide. Let them know. Sometimes I put it in a song. Sometimes I listen and I wonder if we got the world in our palms. How come we let it take us under, yo? Anthropology, anthropology. Nobody see what I can see. Anthropology, anthropology, anthropology.
American Dino, my machete raises you visibly shook. Wiping my ass with the pages right out your history book. And Tutmosis put better faith in me to be free. My Cuban separate the sea. Off top, like in Peru, I'm dropping Ascalons. Got me feeling like Haru during the time that Africa shined. We had elevated mentals, we were masterminds. Till they desecrated our temples and left our past behind. Millions to register, the goal was to be major pain. Building America off of the slave labor trade. Crusades brought destruction and misery, leaving fingerprints of blood in the reconstruction of history. It's not a mystery who shot the nose off the Sphinx. Is it so wrong to think before my soul gone extinct? Raid our land and property for conquest. Is that what you call anthropology's progress? God bless.
Sometimes I put it in a song. Sometimes I listen and I wonder if we got the world in our palms. How come we let them take us under, yo? Anthropology, anthropology, anthropology. Nobody see what I can see. Anthropology, anthropology, anthropology.
Of the atoms and riders of the light. I'm feeling like the keto was attached to the kite. Electric live with the current flowing throughout the planet. Living grateful is another step in understanding what you've been handed in this space-time sandwich. Revolutionary minds, the greatest weapon you could brandish. Searching you will find no fast forward or rewind. That time spirals and cycles and our spirit steady climbs to world wonders that the masses haven't documented. Hiding in plain sight, our perspectives have augmented. I close my eyes and reminisce the days of yore when my third eye guides me down. He shows my feet a place before. Natural survivors, and he strikes my learning war. So I take the form of tigers, hear the yin yang in my roar. From the Arctic to the desert and the jungles, that the continents are constantly shifting, nothing can take us under.
American Maya, my machete slashed through your textbook. We write it how it happened for real and watch how our men look. They'll go from seemingly subservient to fuck with courteous. We kings in this motherfucker, put up with enough turbulence to shake the human race to its foundation. We found Satan, conquistadors hit the ground, wasting my brown nation. I lift my head to the clouds, praying for salvation. My mouth is fixed with a frown, pacing without patience. Bring the violence, I'm smiling, defend my tribal island. I clutch my blades and my arrows in trees where I be hiding, waiting for intergalactic help to arrive and fight them. Deep down inside though, I know they probably ally, they like them. That pale flash, these motherships that they sailed with, and everywhere they go, hell and death follow their trail. They hot on our frail steps. If we don't prevail, could African Olmecs be the ones who may fail next? Hell yes.
Sometimes I put that song. Sometimes I listen.
Let them take us under, yo. Anthropology, anthropology,
anthropology. Nobody see what I can see. Anthropology,
anthropology.
Anthropology, Mojito, High Collide, J Blue. It's a dope collaboration. Make sure you guys get that invocation, man. Stop bullshitting. Let's see. I talked to my homie Gio, a.k.a. Big G, a.k.a. one half of Shade of Grey, a.k.a. one-fourth of, like, one-fifth of TCP. Oh, man. Make sure you guys check out www.tcp305.com. J1, Cobb, Silence, the whole Wrecking Crew, Zombie Entertainment. For those who are unaware of Zombie Entertainment, y'all need to go to YouTube and search Cutler Ridge Bounty Hunters and be entertained. All right. Now, I'm not exactly sure what my plans are, or I don't want to say that. I got some goals and I got a plan. It's just the steps. Taking those, I'm not sure exactly how, you know, which steps I want. I need to find a lawyer. I want to get some shit copyrighted, trademarked. I don't know, man. I got all the time in the world, but my laziness is just fucking hold on myself. I gotta start being less lazy. I gotta start getting my ass up and doing shit. I mean, granted, I've been doing a lot more lately, but I know deep down I can do a lot more. But there's really nothing stopping me but me. That's pretty much the whole thing, you know. A lot of people say they can't do stuff. You know, and that right there is, that's one of the main reasons why you can't, because you said you can't. I've been trying to exit that word out of my vocabulary. And for those who know me, I've also been working on exiting the word nigga. I mean, granted, I use it when I'm out with my niggas and my homies and, you know, it slips here and there. But I've really been trying hard to cut back on saying the word nigga. Not as a, you know, if anybody takes that as a racial thing, you're an idiot. But I just don't want my kids to come up saying it. You know? I don't want my son or my daughters to just, you know, think it's okay to say that. Because who's to say somebody hears them saying it and is offended, you know, even though it wasn't directed towards them, they want to get mad, start a scene, yell at the kid, and ultimately be my fault because I put it in their vocabulary, you know? And I don't want that. I don't want my kids saying that. Granted, they'll know the history. They'll know my definition behind it, the world's definition behind it, and the white people's definition behind it. You know, it's just something that I personally want to do. kind of like my radio show, my comic books and shit. Speaking of comic books, got my Batman Under the Hood, Volume 1, ordering Volume 2. It's good, man. I haven't read this much in, well, ever. And with that being said, we're going to get into my next joint. Now, it's completely different. For people who know me know I listen to a lot of different music. And I've been a fan of these dudes since the late 90s, early 2000s. As a last resort, y'all check it out. My rock stages. Granted, I still listen to some rock today. And Mayday is a big part of my life right now. Their music really, really inspires and moves. It makes me want to get the fuck up. Brand new get up, man. But it's about the end of that. It's about that time. I'm going to get off here. I'm going to cook some breakfast. Feed some kids, read some books, clean up some messes. I urge everybody to not be mean or rude or inconsiderate or an asshole or a dick or a fucking prick. Just be nice, man. Be nice like that dude in the video that gave that guy on the train his freaking shirt and his sweater and all that stuff. You know, it's... It's 2016, man. And the fact that we're kicking people out of presidential rallies and our police officers are killing us on a regular basis, locking us up for petty crimes and anything, you know. Hood niggas still killing each other over bitches, drugs, and money. And shoes. Don't forget about shoes, you know. They be killing niggas for Jordans, like, at least once or twice a year. Or, occasionally, usually, when a new pair of Jordans drop, somebody dies too. When the new shoes, when the new Jordans drop, so do some bodies. That should be their slogan. These bitches so hot, they bring death. Fucking retarded, man. I don't know. People go crazy for shoes and shit, you know. I got a couple nice pair of shoes. I'll fuck with some shoes. But I haven't bought a pair of Jordans in, well, it's been like 3 years since I bought these slides. And I'm getting my $40 worth, man. They look like they've been through, like, a trash compactor about 6 times. My jump man looks like he's literally trying to jump, man, straight off my shoes. A.K.A. my slides, my Jordan slides. But, yeah, I remember back in the day, man, I used to be all about that. Charles Barkley's, all that shit. But, after talking to Gio, my nigga, shout out Shady Gray, Big G, you know, he opened my mind to a few things. Smart man. Fuck that chick that he was married to. Fuck that bitch. Just saying. She's an asshole. I forgot her name. Oh, well. She's an asshole. Anyways, it's the end of my show, man. Make sure you guys, Mojito, Big Blue House, TCP, Shady Gray, Slim Figure, Greg, Mayday, Big Crit, J. Cole, Kendrick, Run the Jewels, guys, so much. Stop listening to the whack radio, man. Go out, buy some fucking hard copy dope music, put it in your CD player, and shut the fuck up. Sean P, rest in peace. Y'all have a good one, man. I'm out here.